This is the Resilience Podcast 538, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Saturday, December 31st. Elise Michaels, she's a men's coach, and recently her work caught my attention when she talked about traits of a truly high-value man. Now, a high-value man is often confused with a high-earning man. This causes men to chase a high-earning career while neglecting to work on themselves. They see money as the only valuable aspect, or what they think women or other people want. They then lead with the money and wonder why they can never find a partner who appreciates them for them. High-value men are made up of much more than just their finances. Here are some traits of a high-value man that may help. And thank you, Elise Michaels, for these 12. Sit tight. Here we go. Number one, a high-value man. He lives in integrity. Two, he admits when he's wrong. Three, he constantly works to improve himself. Four, he takes personal responsibility. Five, he takes time for himself. Six, a high-value man considers others' needs as well as his own. Seven, he's open to change. Eight, he is able to see vulnerability as a strength. Nine, he exerts and understands healthy boundaries. 10, he takes care of his physical health. 11, he has interests that fill him with joy and pride. And 12, he is supportive, kind, and genuine. And so today, and for the rest of your life, focus on these things instead of just money, and life will change, completely change around you. Not someday, today. Happy New Year, everyone.
Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.